This is the Lady DJ. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. Airstrikes reportedly kill 18 in northern Syria. Syrian activists said today airstrikes, believed to be from Russian planes, killed at least 18 people and wounded 40 others in northern Syria. The strike is reported to have hit a busy marketplace. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which monitors the violence in Syria, said the strikes happened in Arriha, a town in Idlib province about 20 kilometers from the Turkish border. Turkey said today it is returning the body of a pilot who died after parachuting out of a Russian jet that was shot down by Turkish forces last week near the Turkey-Syria border. Earlier, Russian President Vladimir Putin had called for economic sanctions against Turkey. Mr. Putin signed a decree which restricts Russian imports of some Turkish products, prohibits extensions of contracts for Turks working in Russia, and impacts the operation of Turkish companies in Russia.
Yaşanan hadiseden dolayı gerçekten üzgünüz. Biz böyle olmasın.
On Saturday, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan voiced regret about Turkey's downing of the Russian plane, saying his country was truly saddened by the incident and wished it had not occurred. Voters in Burkina Faso are choosing a new president and parliament today in what is being called the country's most open election in its history. 5 million registered voters will be able to select from among a slate of 14 presidential candidates. An analyst said ahead of the election there was no clear picture of who might win. If no one earns more than 50% of the vote, a second round will be held. The results of those elections are expected in about late Monday. Reporting from Washington, this is VOA News. Pope Francis is continuing his three-nation Africa tour. Today, he traveled to the Central African Republic, where people are expressing hope his visit will mark a turnaround point for a nation that for years has been torn by a conflict between Christian and Muslim militants. He arrived there from Uganda, where he visited a youth event. Sergenho Ruzblad was there.
It was a cheerful atmosphere, with the Pope attracting a large crowd at the Kololo Airstrip youth event. Many young Ugandans wanted to see the leader of the Catholic Church from up close. But the event was more than just a celebration of the Pope's visit. Many hoped to learn from the pontiff, like 23-year-old Tom Asaba.
We have a lot to learn from him, especially in the world of temptation. The youth are having a lot of temptations at the moment, and we believe him giving us a word of hope, it can really transform the youth in Uganda.
Young Ugandans, who make up 70% of the country's population, face many issues, including widespread unemployment. The changing climate and the role humans play is also a matter of concern to some youth, and they believe that the Catholic Church, led by the Pope, can offer ways to change. Sergio Rosblad for VOA News, Kampala.
The Philippines has received two new fighter jets from South Korea, marking what the military calls a return to the supersonic jet age. 10 years ago, the Philippine Air Force retired its 10 remaining F-5 fighter jets, whose maintenance had grown costly. The purchase of the new F-A-50 trainer jets, made by a Korean company, is the first order for fighter aircraft in nearly four decades. Lieutenant Colonel Ronaldo Pene is a pilot in the Philippines Air Force.
Of course, we are very much elated and we are very proud that we have this state-of-the-art aircraft. We've flown a push-pull cable, a subsonic aircraft, the S-211. Now that we have the F-A-50, it ushers in a new history.
The F-A-50 has night vision imaging, which is good for night or day missions, and can be outfitted with short-range missile-to-missile or air-to-ground missiles, among other combat features. The $420 million acquisition is part of the military's five-year, $1.8 billion upgrade program. It is part of the Philippines' plan to form a minimal, credible defense posture in the face of China's increasingly assertive stance in the South China Sea. The U.S. federal government has ended its bulk collection of data from telephone calls of millions of Americans. The move follows a controversy that erupted with disclosures about the secret program by former government contractor Edward Snowden. The U.S. National Security Agency, in charge of the bulk telephone metadata program, is replacing the practice with more tightly targeted surveillance methods, the National Security Agency said. Now, under the USA Freedom Act, if the government wants telephone metadata records, it will have to make a request to the relevant telephone company to check its own data. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.